Hello, everyone. Radio. Hello, everyone. My name is welcome, everybody. Today, we have a very special guest. We have three women that are totally amazing, beautiful, and courageous. So, welcome to Compassion Dakini. It's a show that we share information and recognize people who are doing amazing things. So, today, we have Cherie, Trisha, and Bonnie. So Cherie, Trisha, and Bonnie, first, can you say, okay, so Bonnie, since this is our first time having three guests on the show, so this is going to be a very interesting mix, okay, listeners out there? So Bonnie, can you describe one word that describes Trisha?
One word that describes Trisha. Hi, Kim. Thanks for having us. One word. I would say vibrant.
And how about Sherry?
One word to describe Sherry. I would say graceful.
And Sherry, can you describe one word to describe Trisha and Bonnie?
Yes, I would say Trisha is an encourager, and I would say Bonnie is kind.
Okay, Trisha, your turn.
Okay, for Bonnie, I'm going with her word of the year, spontaneous. And for Sherry, ooh, that's a tough one, because I want to use multiple words, so one word, overflowing, and I'm putting that together as one word.
Okay, very nice. So one word, if I have to describe three amazing women, would be red, white, and blue. So that brings me to today's mindfulness meditation. It's brought to you by Boundless Blessings. May is a month that is dedicated for mothers of military, women of war, friends of forces, and sisters of the soul. This month, we pay a tribute to all the women who made up of the colors red, white, and blue. We are the essence that makes America beautiful, free, and strong. We are the mothers of thousands of military children whose fathers serve overseas, underwater, up in the sky, downrange, in the bunkers, and behind the lines of our American flag. We are the women of war who serves behind the scenes in the school, healthcare, family ties, spousal support, and helping hands with open hearts that makes the us in the USA. We are the friends of the forces that stand by one another when our fellow men is wounded, wiping the tears when our soldiers gone missed in action. We are the friends that became instant family to provide support for emotional well-being for our children. Mental assurance that everything is going to be okay and I am here for you. We are the friends that pray for one another in providing loving spiritual nourishment in times of need. We are the sisters of the soul that lift us up higher, show us the rainbow after the thunderstorm, and remind us that compassion lies in her beauty and grace in time of war and brokenhearted. As a refugee from Vietnam, I became an American citizen when I was 18. I first learned that there are 50 stars and 13 stripes, and the colors are red, white, and blue in our American flag. Now, 20-something years later, been moving from base to base, state to state, country to country, having friends who became my family from all over the world. I have a band of brothers who are made up of many hues, such as yellow, black, tan, red, white, and sometimes all the colors under the stars. And my soul sisters are from cultures that cannot be described in books, only to be seen from heart to heart. I have seen the sacrifices, the hardship, the challenges, the adventures, and the journey as she finds her true spirit and the strength of all God's grace in her being. America, it has truly been a blessing to be able to witness and stand behind the invisible forces that are the true colors of our nation's spirit. Red is the courage to hold the fort when her husband gets deployed. Red is her passion not only to serve her family, her community, and her country, but the passion is to see the goodness and light in every situation and every trial and tribulation. White is the purity of her heart to give boundless generosity to help, to serve, and to be an example of compassion under the darkest time. Blue is the color of the sky and the sea and the divine flow of his beauty and the bravery for the sake of freedom. So that was my mindfulness meditation dedicating to Bonnie, Trisha, and Sherry.
Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. Thank you, Greg.
Kim, thank you. That was absolutely beautiful.
You're welcome. So this month of May, I have decided that every Tuesday in the month of May, we will recognize women who serve behind the military, who often that in America we don't understand or we don't see what the sacrifices that these women make. So it is truly my gift, and I found today is a truly blessing to have all three of the women on the show, because originally I got a song that's written by a teacher from the local high school that wrote a song about being a hero and how great it is to be a military member and how much sacrifice we all make. Well, hopefully next week we get to hear her song, and we've been trying to doing full technology, trying to convert, so get to all you listeners to listen to it. But as it turns out, it didn't quite work as according to my plan, but this worked out according to the greater plan, which is having Trisha, Sherry, and Bon here with us today. And these three women are truly, I call you guys, you ladies are my hero. You ladies are so, each one of you have a very unique characteristic that, like I said, that describes the colors red, white, and blue. And I won't tell you which colors you are because you already know what colors you guys are, right? Okay. So, because my goal and my aim for the show is to share your story and share what it means to you know, be a part of the military community and how you find compassion and what does compassion mean to you. So let's just start from the beginning. Okay, Tricia, you go first. What does compassion mean to you?
Thanks, Kim. Compassion to me is always trying to remember the absence of anger and the absence of any judgmental and my own self-driven opinion. So it's the opportunity to extend to anybody and to all of God's people total loving empathy, just as Christ has taught us how to do, without a moment's hesitation. And it's that feeling that when you know you're being cared for and taken under someone's wing and under someone's guidance, and you don't even feel that you deserve it, but you're so grateful for it, you want to just extend that right back out to the very next person who comes into your life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Sherry?
Okay. I would say for me, compassion is laying my life down for my friend. And my friend is anybody that God puts in my path. It's been an awesome opportunity in the military to just be able to do that to with people all over the world. And God has really blessed me with incredible people who have laid their life down for me as well, who have loved me and cared for me. And I just, because he loved me first, I want to love those who he puts in my path.
Wow, Bonnie.
I get to go last after these two amazing answers, which I would echo, you know, most of those same things, and I wouldn't add too much to it except maybe to say that it's, you know, putting other people ahead of yourself at times. And for me personally, I think that compassion has, you know, legs and hands attached to it. I'm a doer, and so some people are blessed with being able to be the listening ear and the comforter, and I am much better suited to acts of compassion that have a checklist behind them that I can say, I am doing this, and I'm doing this, you know, out of compassion for other people, whether it's something as simple as making a meal or helping somebody with driving situations with broken cars or things like that, but putting others ahead of your own needs, for the most part, I think is a lot of what drives compassion.
So as being like a military spouse and women of war and the sisters of the soul, we all are in the military, so we move pretty often, and moving from one place to another, saying hello and goodbye is not always the easiest thing. So what are some of your lessons and trials and tribulations in life, as May is a time of transitioning? So what do you find helpful, or that you could give us ideas or, you know, share with us? What do we do in time of transition or in times of turmoil? What is your comfort or your grounding or your base that keeps you going? Sherry.
Okay. Well, considering, Kim, that I'm coming up on this pretty rapidly, screaming is one thing that I really want to just say right off the bat. You want to just scream and pull your hair out first. But I would say overall, if you can bloom where you are planted, you will reap a harvest that is amazing. This is a very difficult precept for me and concept for most, because we want to be a little standoffish, or maybe it really hurt when we left the last place and left those friends that we finally, you know, tied our hearts to. But I think it's really important for women particularly to reach out and make friends with other women, to, like Bonnie said, make meals for them, get in their lives, encourage them. Like Tricia was talking about, love them, other people, because you will get that back tenfold. And when I leave a place, it's sad and my heart breaks, but I couldn't imagine leaving a place and not having a good friend or not ever wanting to be there. So I would highly encourage people to just dig in and bloom where they are planted and make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Tricia.
I totally agree with Sherry on that. And I think when we find ourselves in the midst of that pain and that trial of where am I going to go and how am I going to find the new dentist and the new person to color my gray hair and a new church and who's going to like me and will I meet friends, you just have to trust that the peace and joy that you've experienced in your current assignment all came to you courtesy of God who loves you. And when it's time to go, encourage those that you're leaving to fill in your shoes. If you're the person who always brought meals to the friend and you're the one leaving, like in Bonnie's situation, find that person to fill in and not leave a void when you're gone. So in essence, your legacy is remaining, but then you're going to go forward and be so excited about those awesome people you're about ready to, you know, meet. They have no idea what you're about ready to bring to your next community, and you have no idea how these new people are going to bless you and bless your family and bless the experience that's going to be the rest of your life. So I'd say definitely pray often in the midst of that too. Yeah.
Bonnie?
I love what Sherry said about bloom when you're planted. And I know for me, I'm not a very good mover. I'm very resistant. And it takes a lot for me to get over that inertia when you get to a new place to just get out there. We're uncomfortable. I know I'm uncomfortable. And I know who are the people who are going to be my friends. And but just to make that difficult step to get out there and make connections, because you just never know. And another sad thing about our military communities is you meet people and you think, she's a great potential friend, and, you know, they're leaving in 6 months. Well, don't discount that, you know, friendship even for 6 months, because you never know what's going to come out of that and where the blessings are going to come. And I love what Tricia said about if you're the one leaving, find somebody to do that same kind of thing, that to sort of fill your shoes where they'll be left empty after you're gone. So it's difficult. It's really difficult to put yourself out there. It's, as military people attached to the military, you think, again, I have to do this again. But
yeah,
but it's worth it. It's definitely worth it. And it's worth it for your children, too, to see how the mothers specifically make those transitions. And I grew up as a military child, and I'd like to think that I'm able to do that better than maybe somebody who's lived in one place their whole life, step out and make a new friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are wanting to call in to the show, our number is 347-637-3220. So, Sherry is an amazing mom because she has a child that has special needs, and having children in special needs in the military has its tolls and its blessings, too. And also, and Tricia is a single mother, and Bonnie, she is just a mother of all the schools, because
she's the mother of everyone else.
You're the mother of all the schools, so the mother of all the volunteer. You do everything, that's what I say. So you three are a prime example of what I call strength and spirit. So with a lot of women who are out there who are just, you know, feeling down in the dumps and not, they can't see the light into the end of the tunnel. And oftentimes, from my experience, that we see that women don't tend to take care of their health. So what advice would you give on how these women can learn how to take care of the health to be, you know, be inspired by you? So what advice can you give these women? So we'll start with you, Bonnie, since I've been skipping you all the way.
Well, I think to take care of your health, there's so many different aspects of that, obviously, spiritual health and physical health and mental health. I think if you really are in touch with the things that you love and pursue that when you make a transition, and, you know, if it's something that's active at the gym, hopefully you'll meet somebody there, or if it's something that's creative, say at an arts and crafts center or something like that, then you'll meet other sort of kindred spirits, and then it just makes that transition so much easier, finding a church, all of those kinds of things.
Okay. Sherry.
Okay. I think that, first of all, I think it's very important for me to say to anyone who is listening here, wherever you are, I've probably been there, done that kind of thing. So I don't want to sound self-righteous at all. I want you to understand that wherever you are, you have hope to be somewhere else, somewhere better. So I would highly encourage you to get out and serve someone. Get out and look around at someone who has a need. I always feel much better if I'm absolutely depressed or down or sad or lonely or isolated. If I can get out there and I can just be useful, I feel useful then if I've been able to encourage someone, or if I've been able to be kind, or just maybe even like smile and actually engage the waiter at the restaurant or the checker, you know, at the grocery store. If I can just like acknowledge them as a human being, sometimes that is lifts my spirit and allows me then to feel happier. We have a little saying around here that says, goes, you know, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Ooh, you know? I like that one.
Yeah. So it's really important for me to just pour myself out into the community. I would say physically, I think women, get out there and walk with your girlfriend. It's cheaper than counseling. You know, just get into other people's lives and get some fresh air, ride a bike with some friends, do something, do some yoga, just enjoy life and just be thankful. Just have a thankful, grateful heart for something. There's something in your life you can be thankful for, so find it.
And Tricia.
I couldn't agree with my sisters any more than what they both have said. And I think Bonnie really nailed it, that you have your physical, your spiritual, and your emotional health. And at times in your life, one will take a precedent over the other. And I've been blessed for the last 22 years to be able to teach fitness classes to our active duty members, to the spouses, to the dependents in the schools, and even, very greatly so, with our Wounded Warrior program. And I've been one of those people in my life who's been physically healthy always and able to charge and drive and go strong, you know, exercise every day for hours, and it's been a complete joy. But this last year, I've been on a tremendous quest to improve my spiritual health and get my emotional health into control. And while I had to focus on those two aspects of the triangle, my physical health didn't diminish, but the amount of time that I had to put into it was definitely curtailed, as was my energy. And I think that's important when you're dealing with those three aspects of overall health, that energy is required for all three. And if you have to focus heavily at one time on your emotional health, the other two are going to receive a smaller bit of energy. And that's okay for that amount of time. That doesn't mean you stop exercising or you stop in your worship, but maybe one takes a little lesser role, and you realize that, and sometimes it gets told to you by your physician at your yearly exam who says, what's going on this last year? You've put on a little bit of weight. Okay, welcome to your 50s. Thank you very much. So I say that you do need to practice all three. You do need to find that physical outlet, bowling, shooting archery, climbing a rock wall, swimming, hiking, biking, whatever your physical is, go out and do it. If you don't know how to do it, find an expert to teach you. There are classes for everything. And your emotional health can most certainly be helped and assisted by close girlfriends or our mental health professionals that we have, thank God, throughout our military system. And then your spiritual health, you also need to be, I believe, connected in with whether it be a church group or fellowship in a Bible study or just being with like-minded believers. And I think my last bit of health is, if you make a plan that you're going to exercise on Wednesday morning, then as soon as you get out of bed Wednesday morning, go put on the clothes that you're going to exercise in, so then you've got no excuse. You're just set, you're ready. And I say the same for your spiritual health. If you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and say, I'm going to give God the first 15 minutes of the day rising, then be prepared. Have your Bible, have your journal, and your place to go sit in a sofa with a cup of tea ready to go. And then the day doesn't escape you, and you're not at 10 o'clock feeling like you've done nothing. Do it straight away.
That's great advice, Tricia. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, I am back. How are Bonnie,
yes.
What is your advice?
You asked me. Didn't you talk so long?
Three callers, I'm going, okay. All right, so I see we're going to have some fun. So let's just be a little bit spontaneous, okay? So Bonnie.
Yes,
so you had an opportunity to meet a Michelle Obama. What can you suggest to Michelle Obama, how she could help the women of war, the friends of the forces, and the sisters of the soul? How can she help us improve or inspire us women? What would you say to her? One sentence.
One sentence. I don't know if I have a huge suggestion. I think that awareness of military families has been brought to the forefront in the last couple of years, which I think is really fantastic. Maybe just encourage more of the same in that vein.
And then, Sherry, if you had to meet President Obama, what would you say?
If I got to meet President Obama?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I would say, come on, let's have some fun. Let me show you what this life is all about, and that it's just been a huge blessing. And I would allow him to see some really, really amazing, strong families who have chosen to live their lives for God and country, and who have truly sacrificed a variety of things. But at the same time, come on and see the blessings, because we have some amazing families. We have some amazing stuff going on in our military community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready, Tricia?
Yeah.
Guess who you're meeting?
The other O?
The other O.
Wait, there's three O's?
I get to meet Oprah.
Oprah? Wow, you're the right one to meet, Oprah.
Wouldn't that be fun? I would like to meet Oprah at her home in Hawaii as opposed to her home in Chicago. That would be nice.
Surprise!
I think that Oprah has been a delight for military families, particularly to female spouses at home with the kids, holding down the home while spouses are deployed or TDY. And I think she's been doing this for years, so I totally applaud her on that. I would like her, as well as what Bonnie and Sherry have said, to come into an unstaged environment, though. Don't catch us with, we know you're coming and the cameras are rolling and we're going to, you know, make the home perfectly polished and the kids, you know, totally dressed up. Come and see us when we're dealing with, you know, a sick child with a spouse deployed, and we have to go get the car registered, and it failed inspection, and, you know, the commissary happens to be closed today, and it's a German holiday, so you can't, you know, come and see that. And it's not that we are totally unlike any other spouses who are out there, whether, you know, married, separated, or divorced. We're the same moms as every other American family. We've just chosen, as Sherry said, to serve our country for many reasons, but they're not selfish reasons. They're selfless reasons. And I would like Oprah to see those selfless acts that we do.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's been almost 2 years that I had this dream, and one of my dreams is to try to help promote health, well-being, spiritual health, physical well-being, and emotional balancing for women of the military. And also to bring more programs and just to help women hang together and support each other like sisters, like we all do for each other. So it's my pleasure that tomorrow one of my dreams is coming true. I get to speak in front of the Air Force for all these amazing military women to bring body, mind, and spirit together as one. So I'm very happy. I'm very, very grateful that one of my dreams is coming true. And then the second thing is I made a wish, and I also had a dream that I someday have a radio show that I could really share all these women's stories. And today, Sherry, Trisha, and Bonnie, you have made one of my wishes come true. So it's a blessing. I had no idea until I started writing my mindfulness meditation that God is great, and He grant me something totally unexpected, which is all three beautiful souls that just walk through the door to come and do this thing called yoga. So I'm very, very truly grateful for all three of you. And when I think of the red, white, and blue, it is a truly reminder of your spirit, your soul, and all of your light and well-being of just truly who you are.
Kim, well, thank you for all your encouragement. You have helped us in our balance, in our journey, and we appreciate you speaking into our lives, calling us out when we needed to be called out, and, you know, really encouraging us to work hard when it hurts, Now, but we love you, Kim. We love you, and we thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you so much. It just really truly touched my heart. So thank you so much. It's a blessing that you actually crossed my path and we are here together. So I can't even describe how I'm feeling right now because it's just beyond words, and truly a miracle. That's a great word to call the show today. So I've done many shows, and a lot of my shows I considered, you know, some are good, some are quite challenging, and some are just fun. But this show is truly a miracle for me, because it's also May, so May is a miracle, and it's actually, I have an opportunity to do something that I really love and inspire. So it's truly a miracle that all three of you come together at this moment in time on May 1st in 2012 and making my star, my wish come true. So I'm so grateful for that, and I really appreciate, and this show is truly a miracle. That's what I call today. So, ladies and gentlemen, and for all those listeners out there, if you are inspired and you like the show, just send the link to your friends and just, you know, show your support for these amazing military spouses, women who serve in the military, just women behind the scenes. It's just show them by a smile or a thank you, or just do some random acts of kindness for them. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so last words of departure, please. So let's start with Bonnie. Last word of departure, something that would describe the show today. One word.
Describe the show? Spontaneous. Oh,
fun.
That's
baggage.
Two words. I'm breaking the rules, see?
You're so funny.
Okay, Trisha.
One word. Joyful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And last but definitely not least, Jerry.
It was a blessing. It was a blessing. I was nervous, but it's a blessing now.
Well, all of you ladies are actually a pulse. So in case you didn't know, a tachini is a pulse. A pulse is a beat or a rhythm that sets the drum into a certain vibration. And our goal is to set the beat, set the vibration to love, kindness, and compassion and light. So that's why the show is about, this is really the nuts and bolts of the show, is to find those pulses are out there and those who actually vibrating in a compassion heart and a light of kindness. And we want to show them that, you know, we do care. And there are amazing people like us. So we want to bring the vibration up. So that's what the show is about, this compassion tachini, or the pulse that makes the world a better place. So thank you so much. I will see you all in yoga.
Yes.
And for you listeners out there, I really hope you enjoy the show. And thank you so very much for being on the show. Okay,
thanks,
so
Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Bye, girls.
And good afternoon for all those in West Coast, and good evening for those who are in East Coast. And for all over the world, have a wonderful, joyful, spontaneous, and a blessed day. Thank you.
Amen.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
This is crazy that we can talk like this on the phone, huh, girls? It's so funny.